You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. You know, it is fascinating as we watch all of this unfold, and we are watching it unfold, right, in uncharted territory. The people who are making political hay out of this, let me read you a message I got on Facebook this morning, okay? What? You already know?
No, it just like...
Angela's with us, by the way, from the YMCA. We're going to give you some tips about how to work out at home.
You get to be a dog with a bone sometimes.
What do you mean?
Like you're laser focused, and then if there's something, a little piece of shiny trinket that just gets you on the other side...
No. I just want you to understand the ignorance that is out there in the world. And that in the face of everything factual that you can understand, how people's human brain will override all of that in a way that you wouldn't think possible.
Right.
It always staggers me a little bit, just a little. I mean, you can have opinions on everything.
Right.
I'm not listening to anybody. I don't care what Donald Trump says. I don't care what Nancy Pelosi says. Mm-hmm. I don't care what Chuck Schumer says. I don't care what any of it. I'm listening to the chief medical officer of Decatur Memorial Hospital, right? I'm listening to Tanya Andrews. You know, I'm listening to the mayor, the county board chairman, the health department, the CDC,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rick Witz. And Rick, I'm identifying by name because you sent me this message, and I'll read it to you, and then you can judge for yourself. You falling in with the rest of the liberal media, this coronavirus stuff is a joke. The swine flu affected, and he's got dollar amounts, which is really weird in front of the numbers. I think he just meant people, but there's dollars. 270,000 plus Americans during Obama's presidency. It killed over 12,000 people during his presidency. And the media didn't say one thing about it. Now the liberal media is making it as if the sky is falling in. You're falling in with them. Now, this is all fine and well, but this is how he ends.
Okay.
I never thought you were that kind of person. I thought better of you.
Oh, so he looks down on liberals is what we could take away.
He looks down on me for falling into the trap. Rick, you're an idiot. And I mean, that's just as simple as I can put it.
Wow.
You're making something political that isn't political.
No.
I mean, it's being used politically, but it is of itself not political. It doesn't care who you voted for. It doesn't care. And I hope that you're right, that this whole thing turns out to be a whiff.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. But Rick is one of the guys that when you have a tornado warning and the tornado doesn't happen, he's pissed because you gave him a tornado warning.
Well,
because it's a liberal plot.
What a difference a week makes, right?
What a difference 24 hours,
right.
48 hours,
exactly.
6 hours can make.
Because you and I had a totally different conversation last week.
We had a totally different conversation Monday to Tuesday,
exactly.
Then to Wednesday.
Yeah.
And all I am doing is trying to get people to comprehend what we face. It is not how many people are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even how many people are going to get sick. It's how many of them get sick at one time. That is the, I mean, isn't that really the math here, Nick?
Yeah. And additionally, when you talk, since you brought up the word die, the side effects of people that clog up our health system, the people that might die from pneumonia or something because they can't be treated because the ERs or the emergency, or that is the same thing, the ICUs and things are over congested and people die or things take hold in their body that eventually kill them. It's not just getting sick.
It is what they are doing in Italy right now.
Right.
And Rick, if you want to go with this liberal versus whatever, does anybody consider the Israel to be a liberal place?
Right.
I mean, they have tackled this with the most draconian guidelines of anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. That's Benjamin Netanyahu, Rick. Which I'm pretty sure last time I checked wouldn't fall under any liberal category that you've come up with. And you know what Israel has done? 17 cases, no deaths.
I mean, something's right.
But how can you be so partisan political that I can hit you in the face with facts and you go, yeah.
Obama's scorecard have to do with anything happening today?
You could argue about how the media treats Trump versus whatever. That has got nothing to do with this. And the guests that we've had on this program, we're not taking some political litmus test outside to see where you are on the political spectrum to talk about the things you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will say this, as someone who commonly takes the opposition side of things that you say for the radio, I've not heard you do anything like that would speak to someone going and getting this and dying, or over exaggerating the instantness of everybody in Decatur is going to get it and everybody's going to die from it. Your approach has been, we need to cut down the spreading of it. We need to slow it down.
You can't spike it, because you spike it, the healthcare system is coming down. And if that comes down, it's not just grandma or Aunt Gert or even you. It's the person who has the heart attack. Mm-hmm. Because the rest of the world is going on still.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And in Italy, they're making choices on who dies and who doesn't die based on who they can take care of because they don't have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You want that, Rick, to score political points?
Yeah, and these things that are being talked about are the factual parts of it, not the conjecture, or who knows, teens might get it later, and you know, we're not even going there. It will spread, and we have seen that. And by not putting a bunch of people together, it spreads slower.
Yeah.
And by it spreading slower, the hospitals have less to worry about.
They can handle it. It's that simple economist graphic that I put up. If you can't wrap your head around that, if you're so partisan, and I get that America is divided. Mm-hmm. I get that. I don't take it lightly. I know. But if you're a Trump forever guy or a Bernie bro, if medical science can't cut through that, you have to gut check yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, we just need to come together and be smart.
We can tackle this.
Yeah. I mean, we have a new normal for a small amount of time.
But how selfish have we become as American people that we don't think of it about what's good for everyone? It's so personal. It's how it impacts me. It's only me, well, right? In sports, that's the first thing they did is, oh, we'll limit autographs. You dummies, it's not about the players having less. It's about the thousands of people that are in the stands.
Right.
But we do that because we're selfish.
We are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I went home last night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's no sports. What am I going to do?
There's no anything.
You know how I am. I'm like, I go home, I want to find sports, any kind of sport. I have nothing.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, Mark talked about that this morning. You know, it's like, you know, right now there's not a lot to cover. And right now, we had a weekend full of activities that we were going to be a part of and that we are sponsoring and we're covering, and it's all done. And that's okay. You know what? If everybody wants to take 48 hours, 72 hours, just reconnect with your family.
Absolutely.
Stay home and just sort of not be a part of the problem. It's okay.
Hey, to look at something selfish for me, here's a positive that happened. My son came home 2 days early for spring break from U of I, and I'm going to be able to spend a lot of time with him, and that's exciting. I haven't seen him for a couple of months, even though he's only 40 minutes away, but it was so great to see him.
Yeah. Do you worry about that at all?
I don't, because you know what? It is what it is, and
there is another side of these campuses closing.
Yeah.
Meaning sort of there is the possibility of just sending missiles back home, you know, to all of these communities,
I mean,
particularly the University of Illinois, because there's a large global population there.
Yes, and you know, there has been no confirmed cases. And I am not going to worry about something I can't control right now.
No, but you can control. It was interesting. I got an email this morning from, you know, if you do a radio show or you do anything for any length of time, you get all this outside contact of people wanting to book guests, authors, whatever. There's a Ball State, which is in Indiana, home of David Letterman, among others, health science professor. And it was an interesting email because they were saying, here's some tips to keep healthcare workers healthy during this break. And because this is part of the problem that we were talking about just a second ago. And here's what we know. Hospitals at large, meaning the average, can take about a 10% reduction in workforce and still function. You get over the 10% and there's serious ramifications. And they're not invulnerable to this or being quarantined or whatever else. So you think about your nurses, your doctors, your healthcare workers, nursing homes, whatever it might be, and all of a sudden 30% of your staff is quarantined, then this is what we're talking about in all of this. But one of the interesting things, Angela, is says practice self-care with good diet, daily exercise, enough sleep, adding more protein and vitamins to your diet. That is the number one thing on the list is what you preach your entire life.
Yes.
Not only for just your average day-to-day life, but in
exactly.
something like this becomes even more important.
And I was listening to news this morning before I came here, and a doctor said, keep pushing the water. Just keep pushing water. It's super easy.
Yeah. Just
take care of yourself first.
Maybe you up the vitamins a little
yes.
bit. You up the protein a little bit. But you can at home stay active.
Mm-hmm.
People think that you have to have a gym. And I know you, I mean, this sounds counterintuitive to what the YMCA's mission is. But right now, everything's a little different.
Do what you need to do to take care of yourself. We're going to be open and we are taking, you know, we are a clean facility. We are going over and above what we normally do. Like when people get off machines, we have our wellness coaches.
All right, but you've seen this, right? Now,
right.
I want you to talk about this because this is important.
Yes.
If you are a guy who's ever used a public restroom, you are appalled about the number of men who will go pee and not wash their hands.
Wash your hands.
I mean, it's crazy. You have to put a sign up in the bathroom. I mean, literally.
Please wash your hands before you go back to work.
I know. Because I've witnessed it my whole life that this happens on a regular basis. We all see the person get up off the bench or get off the exercise bike or get and just walk away.
And we've all done it ourselves, whether we have forgotten or just like, oh, you know, we're not carrying any germs. We're fine. No. Now this is new normal for quite a while, and hopefully we will learn to do this on a regular basis. Wipe it down. We're doing that in the pool area. I'm having my guards wipe down everything that people touch to get in the water. If they're sitting around the pool, we're wiping it down with Clorox.
Hand washing,
yes,
better than sanitizer. This is the thing I have learned more than anything is that you got a bottle of it. This stuff just started magically appearing everywhere, like Clorox. And also, by the way, I shared a story about how to properly clean your phone. And there's some reason not to do the Clorox on your phone. People just don't put all this together. We're carrying around Petri dishes. I mean, between the Yeti and the phone and the tablet and the AirPods and everything else, there's proper ways to clean that. But we know that people aren't necessarily doing that, washing their hands. Soap, hot water, 20, 30 seconds. People are talking about singing the birthday song or whatever. I don't know. Most people don't realize time.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds is a lot longer than you think.
30 seconds is a lot longer than you think.
When you're washing your hands,
And you will gut check yourself and find yourself not doing, maybe it's getting a little warm, hot,
right.
Soap, 1,000 times more effective
Absolutely.
Than the hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so some tips for working out at home, or for Nick just starting to work out.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
You don't need equipment, honestly. If you don't have equipment, don't worry about it.
Look at all the stuff that has come from not having equipment. TRX.
Right?
That started during the first Gulf War.
We can all
do push-ups. Special Forces guys were over in Iraq and Kuwait, and they didn't have gyms and weights, and so they used parachute straps. I mean, that's the whole beginning of TRX.
Yep, that is true. And then he wanted to know, you know, he was trying to figure out a way for his peeps to stay strong.
Yeah, so using your own body weight, using resistance that way. But you can do push-ups. You can do sit-ups. You can do
dips, lunges, squats, all of that. And to me, a push-up is a great overall body workout. I mean, if you get down into your plank position, you've got your whole core. And we know the core is from mid-thigh all the way up to the shoulder. So you're hitting the main thing.
Right.
There's no excuse.
Well, it hit me as I was reading this email this morning. I mean, there's all the things about disinfecting your office and all of these things. But the number one key tip, literally, on this list, which I don't think we've talked enough about in this whole pandemic, is that the people that are in better health, that are in better shape, are probably going to be okay.
Correct.
It's the people who have high blood pressure, the people that have diabetes, or underlying heart disease or other causes. So all of this does play into the overall health of our community and our country. Practice self-care with good diet, daily exercise, enough sleep, water, adding more protein and vitamins to your diet. This is what we're preaching all the time
all the time.
And it does take sort of a new light when you think about this as an overall conversation. Because it's not just what we think of as the elderly. There are people in their 50s, our age, who have underlying health conditions that are being impacted by this just like 70-year-olds. So it's not just age.
Right, right. And I think I heard somewhere that 80% of the people who contract the virus are going to be fine because they're healthy.
Yep.
So, you know.
And I understand why it's easy to be selfish from that point of view, mm-hmm. going, well, why can't I go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade? Mm-hmm. Or why can't I go to the home show? Or why can't I go to the Mount Zion Business Expo? And thankfully, the leaders of those events, even though it is a great inconvenience and a lot of work has been done, have said, look, yeah, that's true. You might be fine, but you might also take this home to Aunt Gert and kill her. And that's where we got to be a little selfless about this
stuff. Because there are a lot of people that may have it that don't know they have it or are carrying it,
They're
show no symptoms.
Because we don't even have enough test kits to know.
Exactly. So just be smart. Just be smart. I know that's sometimes difficult, and there's a lot of things that we're all going to miss, but we're going to get through it. It's not going to be it's going to be a small amount of time in a lifetime.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I love Peggy Noonan's, don't wash your hands. Wash your hands like Lady Macbeth with obsessive compulsive disorder, right? And I think I found myself way more than usual.
Yeah.
And I'll continue to do that. And then you wake up and you got a tickle in your throat. You go, wait a minute.
Right.
You got to have some common sense about all this. But we, for right now, have to hit the pause button a little bit. And also, this was the paragraph from Peggy Noonan. She's, by the way, if you're not familiar with Peggy Noonan, she's a speech writer. She wrote President Reagan's Challenger speech. You know, the touch the face of God. Do you remember this thing when this was something that America was really having to come to grips with? Like we talked about NASA earlier in 67 and the literally having the lack of or failure of imagination. But she wrote that speech and many others. But she says, bite the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Close the schools a few weeks. See where we are. Cancel celebrations. Marry, but have a wedding party later. Make the birthday bash twice as good next year. Put everything on pause. The need for social distancing may, at this point, make the difference between a hard time and hell. Work from home if you have a job that allows you to. Get money to people who are now working sick. This is an emergency. That's your job if you're in Washington. Make it work. But we're all going to have to, I think, your patriotic duty right now, and I say that to some of the red hats out there that just will let everything fly in the face of logic just to make political points. Your duty right now is to think of everyone else.
Yeah, this isn't political.
No, it's not.
Get over that. Yeah. I mean, this is for us a health crisis, but we'll get through it.
We will.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long.
Nope.
But I don't know what that takes. We don't have a vaccine, and we don't know. Some studies have suggested this stuff's contagious in a person for up to 37 days. I mean, that's a whole different thing than what we have dealt with in the past. We'll get to China and all of that. We'll get to our reliance on China for antibiotics and so many other things, which is insane as a country. That someone who has sworn to sort of like defeat you, we are relying on them for our – I mean, it's nuts. And that's the stuff – the politicians can do down the road to make sure we're not back at this place.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what we can do is, you know what? The parade's fun, but we don't have to have it. Going to the KC Hall after for some green beer and Irish camaraderie, we'll do it twice as hard next year. We don't have to have it. What we do need to do is have a little common sense and quit buying toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, isn't that funny? Food's on the shelf, but
Soap and food, you can find water, but no toilet paper. Can anyone explain this to me?
No, the other funny, well, it's not funny, but a photo of, I believe it was actually of Katrina, but it's been spread ever since then. Anytime something like this comes up, you'll see the picture of the entire empty shelves, and then the organic section is fully stocked right in the center with empty shelves on both sides. So it's like even a big disaster won't make people eat healthy.
Yeah. Don't panic is what nervous, defensive people say when someone warns of coming trouble. They don't want to hear it. So their message is, don't worry like a coward. Be blithely unconcerned like a brave person. More from Peggy Noonan's column this morning. One way or another, we've heard it from a lot of people. This is how I experienced it. Captain, that appears to be an iceberg. Don't panic, officer. Full steam ahead. Admiral, concentrating our entire fleet in one port seems tempting fate. We don't need your alarmist fantasies.
were picked up increased chatter about an Al-Qaeda action. Ah, your handwriting is duly noted. Her question is, don't panic versus abundance of caution. With don't panic, you got a lot to lose. With abundance of caution, we can all argue about why we took too much caution on the other end of it, right? That's a luxury. Reason and realism are good. That's the message today.
Yep.
And if I've got to live
what
with,
else can you say?
If I've got to live with Rick's disappointment on that, I'll sleep okay
are you
tonight.
Be all right with that?
I'll be just fine. We'll take a break. Here's the 3-day forecast from Nick Smith. In case you're wondering what's going on outside your house this weekend, it's gonna be fine inside. Netflix.
That's
right.
Right. That's right. Today it's gonna be mostly sunny with a high approaching 50. And tonight there's likely some rain overnight, cloudy with a low around 33. For Saturday, we're expecting rain and snow before noon and then rain throughout with a high of 38. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:25. And this look at your weather is brought to you by CHELP. We listen, we care, we help.
Seniors that have consistent home care report greater fulfillment and less loneliness. CHELP can help seniors remain independent and in their homes as long as possible. CHELP provides affordable, experienced, and professional home care services from friendly trained staff. Services that include cleaning, shopping, being a companion, and giving personal care in the client's home. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For scheduling and rates, call the CHELP office at 422-9888 or visit CHELP online at CHELPIL.org.
Millikan University has been named one of the most desired schools of the last decade by Lind EDU. What is it that puts Millikan at the top of the list for so many students? Maybe it's the outstanding graduate success rate or the option to choose from over 50 academic programs. Maybe it's the chance to get involved with more than 90 student organizations and 23 athletic teams. Students are choosing to make it Millikan now more than ever before, as Millikan recently welcomed the largest number of new traditional students in university history. Be a part of the difference. Learn more at Millikan.edu.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-2226.
Hello, my name is Philip Tibbs, and I am running as a Republican for Macon County State's Attorney. Law enforcement needs an effective partner heading up the state's attorney's office to prosecute offenders in a serious and aggressive manner, but also to show compassion when required. I have established a reputation for being tough, determined, and open-minded. There's a need for a state's attorney who possesses creative thinking and firm solutions to ordinary and unique cases. I am that person. Please poll a Republican ballot on March 17th and vote Philip Tibbs for Macon County State's Attorney.
Paid for by friends of Philip Tibbs.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
She came from Greece, she had the thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College.
Back here on a Friday. What is that? I'm sorry, what?
That is called an accident.
Oh.
I was trying to play something else, and it played Common People by Pulp. It's a hit from the 90s.
All right. I
that none of us seem to know.
If you don't know it, no one knows it.
I get that. All right, so there you have it. I'm going to hit one break today. I promise you, at the bottom of this hour.
We'll get it.
I feel like that there's just been more pressing thing than going to Fox News for whatever.
Yeah, they're just going to tell you generalizations, and we're hitting
no
it close to home.
Yeah. Why is it that sports seems to be where everybody lands on this conversation, or it's the one
funny
thing that people can sort of relate to in all of this? And I get that, we work to have money to pay for entertainment, to be entertained.
Yeah.
Going to concerts, doing whatever, or sports. I get why it's important.
Yeah,
and it's what we rally behind. It's what we can agree or disagree, Cubs, Cardinals, whatever. You know, I get all that. But it really isn't important. I mean, no. You know, in the greater scheme of things. And I think this stuff puts it in perspective. Yeah. But we are in a new, and there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We're going to take a break for stories and news. See, Nick, I can do it. We'll be back after this.
This is Shyler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health has announced 7 more individuals in Illinois that have tested positive at the IDPH laboratory for COVID-19. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike stated the virus is here in Illinois. While it may not be in your community now, we anticipate it will be soon. We all need to take action now by postponing large events and restricting visits to nursing homes to limit the spread. At this time, identified cases have been found in Chicago, Kane County, Cook County, and McHenry County. No cases have yet been reported in Macon County. Many people are planning to stay home, but you can still take part in the 2020 census. The Illinois Department of Human Services says you can complete the 2020 census online now at my2020census.gov. The online questionnaire is the quickest and easiest way to get counted in Illinois and can be accessed from a smartphone, tablet, laptop, or computer. The census is 9 questions long and will take less than 10 minutes to complete. For more information about the 2020 census in Illinois and a listing of community organizations that IDHS has funded, visit census.illinois.gov. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stocks start the day much higher on Wall Street after yesterday's biggest one-day point drop in the Dow ever. President Trump, meantime, is calling for a payroll tax cut through the end of the year to get money in people's hands during this coronavirus outbreak. House Democrats and the Trump administration are trying to work out a financial relief bill.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters they're getting close.
We've resolved most of our differences, and those we haven't will continue to the conversation.
One point of contention is paid leave for hourly workers. Republicans say with no sunset and no exceptions, businesses would be forced to lay off workers.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The 2 American service members killed in a rocket attack in Iraq Wednesday are identified as Army Specialist Juan Miguel Mendez Covarrubias from California and Air Force Staff Sergeant Marshall D. Roberts from Oklahoma. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, I'm Tandy. My mother was brutally murdered by her boyfriend. Scott Reeder worked hard to make sure he was convicted and sent to prison. Scott will work just as hard as State's Attorney of Macon County. Please vote for Scott Reeder on March 17th.
Hello, I'm Scott Reeder. I have 35 years of criminal law experience. Victims of crime in Macon County deserve an experienced attorney who knows that the pain suffered by victims is real. I would appreciate your vote on March 17th. Paid for by friends of Scott Reeder.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis. I know many people have questions about the coronavirus and what to do. I'm working in Congress to ensure our local health professionals have the resources needed to limit transmission and treat those with the illness. To learn more about the coronavirus, how to prevent it, travel advisories, and more, visit cdc.gov.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high approaching 50, and tonight rain is likely overnight. It'll be cloudy with a low around 34. For Saturday, we're expecting some rain, maybe some snow before noon, and then rain showers. It'll be high of 38. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:33.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. We head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages traded sharply lower again on Thursday, even after the Trump administration attempted to clarify some of the confusion emanating from Wednesday evening's presidential address. Fears about the economic impacts of the disruptions taking place overshadowed plans by the Federal Reserve to inject more than $1.5 trillion in temporary liquidity to help aid the markets. At the final bell, the Dow was down 2,352 points to 21,200, or down 10%, in its worst drop dating back to March 1987. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite also joined the big board in bear market territory. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 7.19%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 6.54%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 6.08%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 1 3/32 seconds, yielding 0.91%. 0.18%. Gold futures were down $13.90 at $1,576.40. Crude oil futures were up $1.63 at $33.14 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 22,232, a positive 1,026 points. ADM at 33.30, Ameren 76.12, Caterpillar 96.65, Norfolk Southern 143.93, PPG 94.12, Tate and Lyle 31.59, and Mueller Water 9.20. And today I quote another singer-songwriter, Miss Dolly Parton. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We will check in with you first thing Monday morning. And who knows, Nick, we're in with Angela from the YMCA, her normal Friday slot, and we want to encourage you staying at home and self-quarantining. It doesn't mean you can't be active and doing things to take care of yourself and being healthy in all of this. And that goes for regular flu season or any time in life in general. But now I think people are thinking things through a little differently. But, Nick, can you have any idea, like, what between now and Monday?
Yeah.
I have not found myself, honestly, refreshing the news sources, doing my little cycle more frequently than I have done. Man, I can't think of the last time that I did this. I mean, I'm checking every few minutes.
Yeah,
just to see
but
coming.
You know what? That there's also a downside to that, meaning where you check is important.
Yes.
I was reading a USA Today story that was really good. I shared this out on social media. The headline is, "The facts on coronavirus aren't all scary, so why so much fear?" And it goes into how people maybe are doing too much of that. Like, instead of taking a couple of trusted sources, what we have on the Twitter feed and our page, the aggregate page, and we've got that. If you're canceling something, let us know. We'll let the larger public know. But we have the Twitter feed from the CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health. You can trust those sources. And so looking for more information on social media is what's leading a lot of people down the wrong path here, because there's no gut check control, editorial control. It's just anything goes. It's like the wild, wild west. Mm-hmm. And that's adding to the anxiety rather than subtracting.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
What I'm checking are those two sources and just local stuff and ESPN, just to see if anything had major had dropped. I'm not seeking out.
I love that you added ESPN to that list.
Well, because a lot of the bigger stuff,
I know.
Socially, I'm not trying to dig into which hand cleaner or home tech. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just trying
to. But you know, a lot of people do that.
I do know.
And unfortunately, for some, particularly like mental health issues, I mean, you know, this compounds problems for people in a time of high anxiety like this. And I don't mean to. I mean, it is. It's a mental health issue. It's all the way around. I'm so distracted because Angela colored her hair differently.
No,
and got
this
a haircut.
Is my normal color.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not the same
Angela,
color.
Angela, when did you get your hair done?
I did it Sunday, and I cut off all of the.
You did it yourself?
No. So all the stuff that had been colored is gone. So this is my normal hair color. I had known for a long time what it was.
Well, we both saw you independently and noticed it.
Well, thank
you. So you're two for two.
Well, it looks nice.
Thanks.
But it's a different red.
Yeah. So this is it. This is me.
So your real color's not gray?
No. I got some in there.
No, not a lot.
But you know what? I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
Well, you look great.
Thank
it's just
you.
A little distracting because you get used to something,
right?
You know, and this is the way life is. We like our comfort zones.
Well, my husband kind of wanted me to do your hairdo. He said, I want you to go G.I. Jane.
Bald?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that would be a good look.
No, but he's
not
always
sure even going back to that movie, it was a good look for Demi Moore.
It was an important look, I think.
It
was?
Yeah, like I think it meant a lot for some people to show, you know, the strength for women to not
if
to
you
let
needed
go.
That as a woman.
No, but
come on.
We were looking for symbols at that time, honestly.
Who's we, Nick? You speaking for females now?
Society. I can't speak for females.
Can I just tell you the problem with that movie?
Mm-hmm. Lots of them. There's lots of them.
But can I just tell you the ultimate problem with that movie?
Sure.
SEALs are in the Navy. They're not GIs. And so the name of the movie didn't even tell you what the story was about.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't get off the landing pad right, that's for sure.
G.I. Jane wasn't about the Army, it was about the Navy. So that's one problem. And I watched that, oddly enough.
I never watched it.
not all that long ago are part of it. Like I just flipped around and it was on and I saw a little bit of it. Yeah, not great.
No, it's not a good movie.
Doesn't stand up. Vito Mortensen was in that movie, though. He played the guy who was kind of the tough guy that ends up being an ally but was kind of an enemy.
I actually thought she looked good, bald.
She did.
I thought she looked great.
She did. She did. All right, we've got to take a break. Richie's going to join us. You know, what might be a good thing to do, right, as you're thinking about not getting out in large crowds, how about some tranquil nature stuff, right? You get out and walk trails. That's pretty safe zone, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And Rock Springs is beautiful.
It absolutely is. Richie will join us.
Good for your mental health.
We need to do these kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, stopping big, large gatherings like a parade or a home show doesn't mean you have to stop being active. It just means, like not gathering in large crowds. Right. But, hey, how about Rock Springs this weekend? Take a nice, long nature walk.
Is it going to be nice?
Not tomorrow.
Oh.
Sunday is mostly sunny.
Yeah.
Right on.
So we'll talk about that when we get back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Pot shops would forever change our community. These shops peddling today's super potent pot, nothing like the old Woodstock weed, are bad for our kids, will put more stone drivers on our roads, lower our property values, and increase crime. Communities across the state are opting out of legalization to keep pot shops off their main streets. We should join them. On March 17th, help keep pot shops off our streets by voting to opt out. The future of our community depends on it. Paid for by Opt Out Decatur.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
Hello, I'm Scott Reeder. I'm running for State's Attorney of Macon County. I'm running because I care about our community. I have 35 years of experience dealing with criminal law. For 20 years, I was a prosecutor. Previously, I was State's Attorney of Macon County, so I know what it takes to do the job. But most of all, I know that my responsibility is to the people. I promise honesty, openness, and integrity in the Office of State's Attorney. I would appreciate your vote on March 17th. Thank you. Paid for by Friends of Scott Reed.
Hello, my name is Philip Tibbs, and I am running as a Republican for Macon County State's Attorney. Law enforcement needs an effective partner heading up the State's Attorney's Office to prosecute offenders in a serious and aggressive manner, but also to show compassion when required. I have established a reputation for being tough, determined, and open-minded. There's a need for a State's Attorney who possesses creative thinking and firm solutions to ordinary and unique cases. I am that person. Please pull a Republican ballot on March 17th and vote Philip Tibbs for Macon County State's Attorney.
Paid for by Friends of Philip Tibbs.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. It is Friday the 13th, as hard as that is to believe. And I got to tell you, if people are working at home, and man, they are in large numbers, one of the things that you get concerned about if you're a company, right, is if I'm at home, Nick, working on my laptop, my tablet or whatever, but I'm using company, email or those types of things, what kind of security do you have, right?
Absolutely.
And that's never been a bigger question than to right now. But I'm here to tell you there are answers to that. I mean, there certainly are. And if you talk about security and you talk about having the ability to have literally the internet comfort zone you want as a company, like Beth Newhoff doesn't want me working at home and causing security concerns for the entire company's stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got Wi-Fi at home, Xfinity XFi keeps all your connected devices protected from Wi-Fi threats. So your laptop, your tablet, your watch, your fridge, think about it, your thermostat, all of this stuff now plugged into Wi-Fi, and how do you keep all of that secure? And if you have the XFi, you're going to get notifications sent right to your phone every time somebody tries. Like when they've blocked something, I get a notification saying, hey, this attempt was made. And that's a little scary because you don't realize, I think, how many attempts are being made on a day-to-day basis. So get added protection for your home Wi-Fi network with XFi Advanced Security. If it's connected, it's protected. Now, that's simple. easy, awesome. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Just a little more peace of mind. Richie, we could all use a little nature right now, right?
Nature is good all year round.
That's right.
Well, as we are living in this new, and we don't know what the days and weeks are ahead, not gathering in large crowds doesn't mean you have to necessarily stay in your home. A nice hike on a trail seems pretty attractive to
awesome
me
right now. Yeah.
Get some fresh air, get some nature, and get out and enjoy Rock Springs and all the things that you guys run.
Without question. I mean, if you want to bring joy to your life, there's nothing better than taking a hike, taking in all the sights and sounds. Just this morning, I was just amazed by the birds singing.
Chirping, right?
Every day, there's new species coming back from the south, and it just brings happiness to your heart.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And by the way, that's scientific, Angela. We know that being healthier, the physical activity of hiking, of but then being in nature, there are psychological benefits to that. I mean, it is proven over and over again scientifically to benefit your health.
And that's why I'm the happiest person on the planet right now.
Well, he's
I'm
so happy
every day.
He runs the place. He's got. He was born with the perfect name. He's Richie Wolf, and he's
I know,
in charge of the
for
conservation
real?
District. Come on. So tell me about literally. You guys are you still hosting things? I mean, I know everybody's looking at things differently, but the parks are open. I mean, people can come out and enjoy the nature, right?
The parks are open dawn till dusk every day, and we're following local health experts' advice.
Yeah.
You know, the governor came out and recommended any event less than 250 people can go ahead and go. I mean, we don't have those sorts of crowds at our programs.
No, you're not doing thousands of people.
But, yeah, we encourage people to get out and hike the trails, wander through. And right now is a spectacular time of year. Spring is coming next week. Flowers will be popping, and the temperatures will be rising. So we certainly want to get people out. Even in these uncertain times,
it might be better
for you
to go do that and get some physical activity. And as we've talked about, that's important, and staying healthy too. And not only us, you know, in the media or you guys, what you do, but you think about the nurses and the doctors and the people that are sort of can get taxed and all this. You know, your mental health's important too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can combine both by getting outside. That's even better. What's the thing there that's the highest point in Macon County? What's that called?
That's Blue Mound in Griswold.
Yeah, but what is the – it was a glacial what?
A came, K-A-M-E.
Do you know what this is, Nick?
Mm-mm.
See, I love educating people. A came. This was caused by what? How many gazillions of years ago?
Well, it's pretty hard to put your mind around it, but if you can think, it was only about – 25,000 years ago, and we had these glaciers on top of us. And when those glaciers started to melt, all the debris, the gravel, and all those other geological pieces of debris started to melt into a crevice on top of that glacier. And it's kind of hard to imagine even for me, but that eventually those pieces of debris started to pile up.
And it formed this thing called a came. Now, you can go to Blue Mound to this, and this is part of the Macon County Conservation District at Griswold there. And if on a clear day, you can see, like, literally Springfield's power company. I mean, that's how high up it is. And it's a little bit of a hike to get up there, but it's a cool view. Do most people even, are they even aware that exists?
People that make their way down there, they do.
That's cool.
Because it's kind of a feature. It's like one of those destinations
that
people have to see if they live in the area.
Glacial Came, K-A-M-E. Any idea, Angela?
I like it.
We should go do our work out there because you can run up and down that hill. It's pretty steep.
It is. I've seen it. Yeah.
And it's exactly a mile trail around the came.
Is that so what it is?
There is a trail you can hike around it.
See? And as long as we stay in Italy, they're keeping people 3 feet apart. I don't know what the magic number is, but see, we could go out as a group and just pace ourselves.
I think so. I think we should do it.
Sounds like a heck of a deal. Richie, your website's great. It does. Everybody thinks about Rock Springs. I mean, that's clearly where most people visit. But you guys own and operate a lot of properties in the community where people can get out and enjoy nature. And the website's a great resource as far as people finding out about that.
It really is. www.maconcountyconservation.org. And in addition to the natural areas, we have historic sites, of course. Oglesby Mansion, the Bethel School up in Argenta, and the Prairie Homestead Farm at Rock Springs.
Well, I would encourage everyone, under all of the guidelines offered by the CDC, the Illinois Department of Public Health, yeah, large groups, probably not a good idea. But getting out with a small group or by yourself and getting out to nature and getting a little bit of exercise and enjoying, I think it would do everybody a world of good, just to get a little different perspective and get your mind away from just constantly checking Twitter, which there's a nice balance in between. So once again, what's the website?
www.maconcountyconservation.org. And we also have a presence on the Facebook.
On the Facebook. I love Facebook. That. All right, guys. Richie, we appreciate it. We'll see you in a few weeks. Nick, have you been out? Do you get out in nature at all? Or are you one of those guys just stuck in a screen?
I'm allergic to most of nature, but I'm not exaggerating. Well, as soon as I get an opportunity, I will be checking this out the first nice weekend for sure.
What do you mean you're allergic to most of nature?
I'm dead serious. So I went and got an allergy test.
Oh, Lord.
They did one on one arm, and it was food and stuff, nothing there. The other arm, it just blew up with everything. Dust, dirt, my dogs, cats.
Well, do more of it.
Yeah.
You build up a resistance.
I would think, definitely.
Yeah. I was that way as a kid. I had one of those tests. I can remember that, where they do the little pricks, and they find out what you're allergic to. But Christmas trees, for whatever reason. Right?
Wow.
No, I mean, it's something about, I mean, it's not like life-threatening. It's just like it makes my arms break. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you're in a Christmas tree, mm-hmm. or putting lights or decorating, mm-hmm. or whatever. I get a weird thing. But that's okay. You still go out and enjoy trees. Mm-hmm. Just don't rub on them.
Don't rub up against that Christmas
tree. I love that pine forest thing out at Rock Springs. What's that officially called?
You got it.
Is it the Pine Forest? But you go in there.
I take lots of pictures in there.
I have too.
Every year.
Well, they do like weddings and all kinds of cool stuff out there.
Weddings are big in the Pine Forest.
And the weddings kind of offset kind of the Blair Witch feeling you get at a certain time of day if you're going out there, right?
I think Candyland, Pine Forest, I don't know.
Good stuff. Richie, we appreciate it. Angela, stick tight. We're going to take a break. Back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high approaching 50. Tonight we've got some rain likely. It's going to be overnight cloudy with a low of 34. For Saturday we've got rain and snow before noon, then rain showers, high of 38. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 36 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Woods Basement Systems for all things basement-y.
This weather update brought to you by Woods Basement Systems. And in this area, the weather is bad for basements, bad for crawl spaces, and foundations. The storms make basements leak, crawl spaces flood, and foundation walls crack and shift. Call this area's highest rated, most reviewed, all things basement-y experts, Woods Basement Systems. 800-388-9326. That's 800-388-9326. Or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Nothing like being busy all day at work and then finding out your dryer is now dead. And we had been limping along with a leaky washer. We hit all the stores and got to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World right before close. They gladly helped us out even after the doors were locked on a Friday night. We found a great deal on an Electrolux pair on sale and a buy one, get one free pedestal that saved us over $300. Plus, saved another $100 on a mail-in rebate and a free 10-year protection plan. Oh, and the best part, next day Saturday delivery at no extra charge. Not one load of laundry had to wait. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. We have the largest appliance inventory in Central Illinois and the largest appliance installation team to match. Find a sale item marked with a red tag and we'll get it to you the next business day or even on a Saturday. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
McLeod Express, one of the finest trucking companies in this area, is looking for local professional CDL drivers. Most drivers want a job they can call home, where they can feel appreciated and valued. Look no further. You will be home daily, paid by the hour, and we offer a monthly productivity bonus, as well as $500 orientation pay. McLeod Express, family-owned, family-focused, family-driven. Call 866-379-8377 and join our family today.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, I look around life and I see a lot of heroes, you know, people who do things on all different levels of magnitude. Angela and I were just having the conversation about Mark Cuban. I love this guy.
Yeah,
I do too.
Pretty cool guy.
Got a temper,
but I respect that.
You know what Mark Cuban would do that Donald Trump wouldn't do? I mean, as like really rich people, is Mark Cuban's worried about the hot dog vendor.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And Mark Cuban's worried about the guy who does the valet parking mm-hmm. and the lady who, makes the popcorn, takes the tickets.
Yeah.
And you get the sense there's a lot of people that get to be wealthy or CEOs that don't really care about that at all. Nick and I have been talking about that guy, that gal, for weeks now, right?
That's right.
About how when you cancel a convention in Chicago, it's the right thing to do, but you have to understand the ramifications mm-hmm. of that and how that filters down mm-hmm. to the gas station attendant, to the restaurant worker, the waiter, the waitress, the people that clean the hotel rooms. I mean, there is an impact on everybody's life. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that the owner of the Dallas Mavericks is like going, hey, can we calculate that? And maybe those people could like do some charity and we pay them anyway, even though we're not having NBA games.
I love that. I thought that was great. I hope more people
follow
suit.
That's American. That's the sort of thing that you've got to admire about in the face of things will still be triumphant sort of attitude that works for us as a country.
That's right.
And let's hear those stories right now.
I'll give you another one. NBA star Kevin Love, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, offered up $100,000 just for arena workers.
Yep.
I mean, just because.
Yes, yeah. I saw that as well.
Right. So when Rick writes into me and tells me that he thought I was a better kind of person and I thought better of you or this is some liberal conspiracy, gut check yourself. First of all, I'm not going to skip a minute of my life on your dumb opinion. But if you can't, liberals in the media are causing Italy to happen. How dumb do you have to be to think that? How dumb do you have to be to think that? Or political yourself? We're going to do what we're going to do on this show, which is bring you as much information, as much serious conversation that has to be serious, as much optimism as we can possibly muster. And we're going to go about business and life as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can promise you.
Yep.
We're going to bring the mayor in. We're going to bring the county board chairman in. We're going to bring your public schools and your people that make decisions, your CEOs, your health experts. And we're going to bring Angela in and we're going to have fun.
I like having fun.
And we're going to do all of it. Yes. And you know what? Go out and take a hike at Rock Springs this weekend.
You can
probably
still
better
have
for
fun.
Everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Get out in nature. But if you continue to make this a political thing, left or right, I don't
doesn't
care.
Mm-hmm.
Trump hat wearers to Bernie bros. I do not care. There's no room for that here. We got enough of the reality to deal with that you putting in your conspiracy theories and the fact that you think because you have a Facebook page that I'm going to take your opinion over the chief medical officer at Decatur Memorial Hospital, you're high. Whether it's Woodstock weed or that new stuff.
The weirdest conspiracy theory I've seen about Corona is this. Well, I've seen two. One, there was a bumper sticker on a car that said cell phone towers are causing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were driving along in a major intersection. The other was that this is a response to the NBA and the China stuff earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
And on that note.
Thank you. On that note. Angela, take care of yourself,
you
right?
Too.
But that's the message out
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Don't just quit life. It's just a pause on some of the ways we're doing things. Be healthy, eat right, take some more vitamins, get your exercise.
Yep.
Go out to the Glacial Came.
Pine Forest.
Yes. We appreciate it. Love the hair.
Thank you.
Angela, the YMCA. We'll take a break for the weekend. We'll keep you posted, though, all weekend long on nowdecatur.com. Check it out. And Nick and I will be back with you Monday morning, first thing, 6 a.m. Have a great day.